professional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
To Healing Our World. I always love to open the show by welcoming back any of my loyal, faithful listeners. And I will say I'm very proud to announce that today is show number 260 for me with Republic Broadcasting Network. So I've been at it now for several years, and I really enjoy what I do. It's a passion, reaching people and teaching them and helping them, empowering them to make healthier decisions about their health care. So I just want to always welcome any new listeners who are joining me today. I have a great program set up. I would like to mention, though, that I am looking for a co-host. If you like the natural health care field, if you dreamed of having your own radio program or co-hosting a program and are passionate about it, you certainly can get a hold of me. You can email me, mary@marytoko.com. Because once in a while I'm out in the field, I'm speaking, I'm traveling, or I'm working. And it's a little bit difficult for me to always be on the air live. If I had a co-host who could help me and fill in at times, and maybe even just bring a whole new feel to the program. So please, if you're interested in doing this type of program with me, contact me, mary@marytoko.com. And my goal, again, is to continue bringing you wonderful programs that are going to encourage, enlighten, and empower you to not only be healthier, but to improve the health care of your family. And one family at a time, I believe that we can improve the community out there and, of course, affect the world. But today, I have an exciting author joining me. Her name is Suzanne Mathis McQueen. Suzanne never imagined she would be promoting the virtues of the female cycle as a means to reach equality, well-being, and enlightenment. However, that is exactly what she is doing. McQueen's new book, 4 Seasons in 4 Weeks, Awakening the Power, Wisdom, and Beauty in Every Woman's Nature, reveals a hidden treasure map that leads to long-forgotten teachings of core female power and wisdom. Now hold on, men. Don't turn the channel, because this is going to be enlightening for you too. We're going to be discussing women in a whole new way, and it will help you understand the women in your life. As a lifelong entrepreneur, Suzanne owned two salons before building the first and largest day spa in Ashland, Oregon in 1996, while also co-founding a private facial licensing school, creating an innovative and financially sustainable model for staff, client, community, and owner. She was honored with the Business of the Year Award in 2000. Her day spa operations continue to be an inspiration for other small facilities. She is a past president of Women Entrepreneurs of Oregon and a former mentor for Southern Oregon Women Access to Credit. In 2011, she served as a guest contributor for Sabella Magazine, a self-published two ebooks on Kindle, The Business Shaman, The Mind, Body, and Spirit of Workplace Wealth and Peace of Mind, and Symbolic Mary. Interesting. Suzanne is on the annual staff for the Ashland Independent Film Festival. She was born in Honolulu in 1957 and raised in Oregon County, California. Suzanne moved to Ashland, Oregon in 1988 after living for 8 years in the serene beauty of Big Sur, California. So, I want to welcome Suzanne to Healing Our World.
Thank you so much. Wow. Thanks, Mary. I really appreciate being here today.
You know, we're about the same age, Suzanne, and looking at your beautiful picture, you look like a young Jane Fonda. And seriously, you and I could be sisters.
Oh, excellent. Well, I take that as a compliment, and Jane is still hot, so, hey, you know, she's aged very well, and so I hope to follow in those footsteps.
Well, you look very vibrant. In fact, we both have long hair, and we both have, you know, blonde streaks. I mean, like, seriously, we could be sisters.
Oh, great. Love it.
So, anyway, talk a little bit about how you got involved in understanding this women, the cycle that women go through, and what motivated you to really embark on it.
Right. Well, like the introduction that you brought in, it's not something that I ever thought that I would be involved in. I mean, I was a business owner. I've been an entrepreneur for, you know, 30 plus years. And my hormones are not something that I ever thought had anything to do with what made me tick. And I didn't like the way that society viewed our cycles. It's not something that I really paid attention to. I didn't have a wacky cycle or anything like that. But it was in the late 90s when I had my day spa, and I had a staff of about 30 women, a couple of guys, but mainly women, and I had clientele that were men and women. But I found myself, as a business owner, I felt I was very clear about the vision. I felt I was clear at disseminating the information with the staff. But I found myself making inconsistent decisions, which really, really bothered me. And nobody complained about it. But I would find myself making a different decision around the same topic, having a different viewpoint around it. And so it struck me that maybe I should start tracking my cycle to just kind of see if I could get some insight. And what I ended up discovering was something truly remarkable and unexpected.
Now, I hope that every woman out there who's listening to this program, as soon as you mentioned that you had been making inconsistent decisions, mm-hmm. I immediately started to analyze my own life and my own choices and my own decisions. Mm-hmm. And now you've really piqued my interest mm-hmm. because, you know, we are such complicated people. We're so different than men. And yet, I think it's important that, you know, we don't learn about this anywhere in school or in life.
No.
And I think it's awesome that you actually saw a pattern in your life. And this is something that I really want us to delve into because this is new to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to analyze my own life mm-hmm. as we're going through this and figure out perhaps if I'm out of touch with my own cycle. So
I think you hit on something really interesting there. You said that we're complicated. And what the thing that I discovered the most is that society has been telling us for so long that we're complicated and that we're a mystery and that we'll never be understood. The very thing I ended up discovering is that this is a very simple blueprint that we follow. It's a very logical and predictable pattern that we can make optimal decisions by. There is no mystery here. That's what I ended up discovering, and it's something we've never been taught. And it's something that every female on the planet needs to really understand in order to really be in alignment with her natural rhythm on a day-to-day basis. We are, you know, we're rhythmic beings, all of us, men and women alike, and every living thing on the planet is a rhythmic being. We've just never been taught what our rhythm is as women. I mean, we have lived in a man's world for generations upon generations, and as women, we really had to sort of adapt to the male's rhythm, and that has put us out of alignment. And when we start understanding what our rhythm is, that we are lunar rhythmic beings, we are monthly rhythmic beings, in a way that men are not, then everything falls into place. Everything starts making sense.
You know, since you and I have been alive, we have seen the role of women change dramatically in this perhaps generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you and I were talking a little bit before the program about how women are so challenged now because unlike 50, 70, 80, 100 years ago where they were in the home, they were taking care of the children, they were managing the home, you know, pretty much their focus was around the home. How has that changed in the last 50, 60, 70 years, and how is that affecting us? Mm-hmm. When we get back, we're going to talk about why men want to understand this cycle and how this can benefit them as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Shoot.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Healing Our World, and my guest today is Suzanne Mathis McQueen, and we are talking about her book. It's called 4 Seasons in 4 Weeks, and Suzanne, again, I want to welcome you to my program, and where can people get your ebook? Because I tried to see it online. I wasn't sure where we could get it.
Well, it's an ebook, and it's also a printed book, so both books you can get on at 4s4w.com. or fourseasons4weeks.com. Either one will get you there, 4s4w.com. You can also get them on Amazon. Yeah.
Wonderful. And boy, I'll tell you what, as I've been looking at the book, the ebook that you sent me, it looks absolutely interesting. So just before the break, we were talking about how women are totally out of tune with their cycle, and that we aren't even raised to think about our cycle, and that we are living in a man's world. And now I believe we're in the information age, and we're also in an age where people are starting to question, learn, and our awareness is expanding. Mm-hmm. So first of all, why would men want to get in sync with this information?
Well, when men understand the rhythmic sex drive of the woman that they're with, it completely makes sense to them, because I have found, it's actually a male friend of mine that encouraged me to write this book. This was not a book I was going to write. It was a practice that I had, once I discovered this system, and I discovered it in, you know, in literally just a few seconds. I mean, it came to me after I tracked my cycle for a little bit. I just saw the whole thing. And I started practicing it, and I did it for 7 years. Again, never planning on writing about it, until a male friend of mine, after I explained it to him, he said, "Oh, my gosh, I get that for the first time ever. You have to write about this." Because he understood the sex drive of his wife. And when we talk about how simple this is, it's actually very easy for men to understand because they see it. Men see this rhythm in the woman that they are with. They just don't know what to make of it. And so they haven't really learned how to put it together. But once they understand this, it makes total sense to men. And it's something that they can follow and get in sync with in order to be successful in supporting the woman in their life. Men are very interested in this topic once they start talking about it.
Well, I know there's probably a lot of them out there going, "Yeah, I can tell when my wife is PMSing. You know, I can tell when she's getting ready, you know, to hit her cycle or whatever." Mm-hmm. And I think so many times there's this terrible cynical attitude about the whole cycle that women go through. And yet I believe it's so misunderstood. And I think, too, if women understood what they were going through, it might make it easier for them.
Well, that's the thing, is that really what we've been taught to think of it in a very negative way. I mean, this has been going on for centuries, and that this is a very negative thing. When we start understanding the primal wisdom of this cycle, it gets rid of all the derogatory feelings about them. It gets rid of all the negativity, and the whole thing makes sense. But we as women have not been taught how to make what we know about the hormones. We haven't learned how to relate it to our life, how to make it relevant to our life. And that's what I do. I actually talk about, I take the scientific hormones, you know, what we know about them, but it's a very non-technical book because it's not my background. I just take what I've learned, and, you know, we see this rhythm. It's all over the internet. Our doctors tell us the same thing. It's what we learned in science class, but none of that has anything to do with what we experience as women on a day-to-day basis. And so what my book is really about is about the psychological journey, about the primal wisdom of this cycle, and how we can use it as a tool to make optimal decisions every day. When a woman knows what day she is on in her cycle, and if she's non-cycling, this works as well, because once we have hit postmenopause, then we can really just tap in with cycling with the moon. And when we know which phase we're at, we have a better chance of our own body tapping back into that same imprint. And we can make better decisions based on when we really need to rest, when we're really at our best for making the bigger decisions, or when we don't have time to rest, what we can do to compensate for that in the day.
I'm very interested. Now, how does this system work? Because I know you said you tracked your own system or cycle for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does this apply to all women or just a part of the population?
Mm-mm. It's all women, whether you live on the tiniest island or you live in Manhattan. You know, it doesn't matter if you are from a very poor community or if you are a wealthy person or a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. If you have a female body, your body is doing this. And what I do is I take a very broad template. I take approximately 28 days and break it down into four guided weeks of 7 days each. This is a broad template to start with. And as women track their cycle, they will, over time, need to, they'll start identifying what their own personal rhythm is. It will vary, but they'll start with this larger template in order to have a place to start and something to refer to. But if for instance, what I have them track is I have them track for reasons beyond fertility. I'm not a fertility expert, but what I do have women track for is their physical energy, their sexual energy, their mental viewpoint, their beauty cycle, and their communication cycle, to name a few. And when women are jotting these things down, and they do this over and over, patterns start to emerge. And the patterns are very, very interesting. It could be that they find themselves, if they find themselves getting depressed, let's say, getting depressed also makes you depressed. You know, you think you're never going to come out of it, and then you come out of it. I have women write that down. And then a few weeks later or something, it happens again. And then it happens again. More often than not, it's happening on the same day or somewhere in the same vicinity. And that becomes very empowering because now you can predict. Now you can prepare. Now you have some tools as you approach it. As you track your cycle, you begin to master your cycle. And so no longer are you making inconsistent decisions. No longer do you feel like you're changing your mind or feel a little bit crazy or, you know, in your partnership, no longer can someone say that you're just, you know, that you can't be understood. But it takes each woman to master her own.
Very interesting. The name of the book, again, is Four Seasons in 4 Weeks. You can find that by just simply Googling the number 4S as in Sam, and the number 4W. And it's called Awakening the Power, Wisdom, and Beauty in Every Woman's Nature. And my guest today, in case you're just joining me, is Suzanne Mathis McQueen. And Suzanne, now let's get into the nuts and bolts of this, because first of all, I am definitely going to get this book. I really feel that even at our age, we have so much we can learn about. You know, when should we make these decisions, or when should we make big decisions, and when should we rest, like you said?
No doubt about it, right.
Definitely. So describe the first week, because I know you have this broken down into 4 week sections.
I do. Let me say first that when I talk about cycles in the universe, it's easy to explain it this way. Every rhythm, natural rhythm in the universe has a basic template of a resting phase, a building phase, an expression phase, and a deconstructing phase, and back to rest. And the female cycle is no different. Even in a 24-hour period, we all, men and women both, have a circadian rhythm, a 24-hour body clock. We sleep at night, that's a resting phase. We get up in the morning, that's a building phase. We peak at some point in the afternoon, that's the expression phase, and then we wind up back down at night, and then we go back to rest. And sometimes we do that a couple of times during the day, but either way, we all do that. And we don't make the same decisions in the morning that we make at night. We don't necessarily have coffee in the morning or at night, you know, that kind of thing.
We're going to take a short station break. Please stand by. We'll be back in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Healing Our World, and I am Mary Toko, and we are talking today about this amazing cycle that women have been built with and how to understand it. Men, do not tune this out. This is something that you can learn from. You can begin to understand women in your life as well, and even your daughters. So, Suzanne, how does the system work, and what happens during the first week?
So what happens during the first week is that resting phase. And the way that a woman would start tracking is if she's a cycling woman, she would start on the first day of her period. If she is a non-cycling woman, she would start tracking by the first day of the new moon to jumpstart her remembering that imprint that she has as a female. So that first phase, that first one, I call fall. It's like leaves falling from a tree. It's harvest time. We are getting rid of what serves us no longer. We're actually shedding that uterine lining there. So this is the resting phase. Our hormones are laying low, and that indicates that we need to lay low. Now, this doesn't mean that we're sick. It doesn't mean we can't go to work. It doesn't mean that we can't lead a nation. It just means that this is the time that we need to make mindful decisions, that when we go on breaks, we need to close our eyes. We need to meditate a little bit, get a little bit of rest. It means not going out and doing that extra errand after work. It means, again, being mindful and going home and laying down on the couch and just closing our eyes and resting a little bit. It means getting a good night's sleep. It means eating pretty cleanly during that time so that our body can actually not be overtaxed. And what the men can do to support us, if we have a man in our home, if we are married and we have a partner, then the best thing that he can do is help to keep the house mellow as well. If he doesn't normally do the cooking, it'd be great if he cooked or brought some food in, bring a movie in, watch a movie together. It's a nice relaxing time for him as well. Rub her feet, follow her lead sexually, and really just basically keep everything a little bit mellow. If there are kids in the home, then if he could take over a little bit more of that to help her just relax. It's really important that she gets support in relaxing, because when a woman doesn't rest during this week, it's no different than you or I not sleeping well at night or not getting any sleep at night. And I don't know about you, but I can't do it. You know, if it's a good party for New Year's Eve or something, maybe I could get away with, you know, not very much sleep, but that's kind of it. Otherwise, we need the rest, and women aren't resting. And women never have rested, even though we're in the technological informational age. I mean, my grandmother was a Tennessee farmer. My family were tobacco farmers, and they never rested. She had 8 children, and my father believed that she died early because she had so many children and just worked herself to death, you know, out in the fields and everything. So, you know, whether it was then or now, women have never been good at resting, but we haven't been taught that it's so important that we do. So that's week one.
And I think, too, we don't give ourselves permission to rest.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But when you think about what is taking place physiologically in the body, when you begin to shed that uterus lining, mm-hmm. you're losing blood.
Right.
It takes energy.
Right.
There's a lot going on physiologically, and that takes energy away from other areas in the body.
It's a radical process when you think about it. I mean, as women, the raw primal thing is that we're actually construction zones. Every single month for over 40 years of our lives, we are building a uterine nest to prepare for a baby. If no pregnancy happens, then we have to deconstruct that nest over and over and over again. And that is a radical, radical thing for a body to go through. Changes slightly every single day. So it's important that we reboot and rest.
Okay, so the first stage is the fall, the resting period. Women, listen to this and start tracking it in your own life. Get a journal and start paying attention to this. This could be really important information that can help you get through this cycle better. So what happens during the second week?
So during the second week, well, the first week also with the rest, that's when the best ideas come as well. I call it the visionary stage as well, because it's really a good planning stage. So when we go into that second phase, which I call winter, you think of it like a glistening, magnificent, snowy mountain where you start at the bottom and you hike up to the top. And because what happens is that our hormones in a real basic, broad way are really going from 0 to 100. Our estrogen and our testosterone is building. We are building that uterine nest. So this is the time that we love everyone. We feel good. We've come off of that period, and our estrogen is making us feel good. We want to bond. I mean, primally, we're trying to attract a mate. So we are really connecting like crazy. We're taking those good ideas that we had in the first week, and now we're building upon them. If we're building a business or something like that, this is the time we want to get together with our friends for coffee. Winter is the time that we want to snuggle. We want to sleep skin to skin. It's a very romantic time. And during this week, this is when women are really wanting the light of their partner. They really want the attention of their partner. So I tell the men to clear your calendars, go on dates. This is the time for you to have heart-to-heart talks, to go out and play, and to make love. I mean, now I really need to say that contraception needs to be in place in a big way, because this is your most fertile time, and some of that first week as well. And so I don't want to get into all of that at this point, and I would need to bring in a different expert for that. But let me just say that primarily this is what's going on. We're trying to attract a mate. So we are attracting everyone in our life, and physiologically we are growing more beautiful every day, and that's a fact. We are glistening, we are starting to glow because we are attracting that mate. And it's fun, we feel good.
As a single woman, this would probably be the time where you might want to dress up and go out to dinner and, you know, start attracting that opposite sex, too, I imagine.
This is the time that all of us should be dressing up, because whatever we're trying to do in our lives, this is the time that we can really bring out our best qualities, our inside and out. And you know, for all of us, if we're married, we want to keep our relationship alive, and we want to get into how we feel best, what makes us feel good, what makes us feel beautiful. And if it makes us feel beautiful, it's going to be attractive to our partner. If we're single and we're out there trying to attract, the one thing that's really important that I tell women all the time is that have a plan before you go to a party, because this is the week that you are basically sexually intoxicated, and so actually you may end up making some poor choices if you go to a party and, you know, end up getting together with someone when maybe that's not a good idea. It's good to have a plan. It's good to know where you're at in your cycle so that you can be a little bit more mindful. It's good to go with a girlfriend and say, okay, I'm in my second week. Watch me, you know. Let's watch out for each other, you know, so that you don't end up doing something that, that you'll regret later.
And this would be a week after the full moon, I'm assuming, 7 days after the full moon?
This would be, no. So this would be, this would equate to the waxing moon, the building moon. This is right before the full moon. So
okay.
if you're a non-cycling woman, you would start tracking on the new moon. And so this is the second phase, which is the quarter waxing moon.
Okay, so it looks like, you know, a Chesser moon or whatever. It's a quarter moon.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's the time from the quarter going towards the full moon.
Very interesting, because I'm going to start paying attention to these things.
That's right. And you know what, and I will tell you this, is that for all of those who think it doesn't apply to postmenopause, or let's say someone had an early hysterectomy and they're no longer cycling, it's kind of amazing. I've had so many women tell me that it's quite remarkable. Something will happen with them, and then they'll look back and figure out where the moon, you know, where the moon was at a few days ago when this was happening. And it's so incredibly accurate. It's kind of crazy. So this is something women used to cycle by the moon before artificial lighting. So this is something that our bodies know and our bodies are wired to do. And it's only because postmenopausal women are told that we're finished, you know, that we're no longer sexual, that we're no longer viable. That's the only reason I think that our bodies shut down and no longer believe that we are. But when we remind our bodies that, yes, we are, we're still very, very vital, and we train, we remind our bodies by tracking again, then our bodies get back in the swing of that rhythm.
Suzanne, you mentioned something very interesting, that back years and years ago, maybe many generations ago,
yes,
women cycled with the moon cycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they can reproduce that now in the lab. Christiane Northrup has talked about this a little bit, and so have others, where they can create that scenario in a lab situation. If they sequester some women, you know, for a month in a room that is completely regulated in a way that the light of the moon would be regulated, then those women get on cycle with that lighting.
And I've also heard that if you move in with women moving in together and living and cohabitating, that often their cycle will become closer together and that they will begin cycling at the same time as well.
That's right.
Very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about the third and the fourth week and how this affects our lives. We'll be back in just a moment with Suzanne McQueen.
If you're worried about your health,
that moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors,
then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And I have to tell you, I got an email from a young man, a young male, and he says, quote, "This specific program should be rebroadcasted for all men around the world. I had no idea about all the information that came with the woman's cycle. It totally makes sense to me. After all, I was raised by my mom and have two sisters. So there was not any men around until later in my life. This is great information men should know." How do you like that, Suzanne?
Oh, I love that. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yay. That's thank you to that caller. I appreciate that, to that emailer.
And I hope that the men out there are going, you know, this is important. In fact, I encourage men out there to buy this book and give it as a wonderful gift to the women in your life, whether it's your daughter who's 18 or your 24-year-old daughter, your daughter who might be 40, or even your mother who might be in menopause. Get this book because I am, you know, I think this is empowering information. I'm going to start doing this in my own life. I'm going to just start paying more attention because I make a lot of big decisions. And sometimes I do suffer with, you know, the inconsistent decision-making problem. And so let's get back into this now. How about what's going on In the third week.
In the third week, okay. And let me just also say that I also have a daily tracker and journal that can be purchased along with the book as well, and that comes in a bundle item if someone would like to buy that. Or they can just track on their own in their calendar. Spring, so let's go to week three. I call that spring, and it starts, the first day starts with ovulation, and that equates to the full moon. What happens is that in that second week we're growing in beauty, and we're building up to this point, and here is ovulation. I mean, ovulation is the queen bee. It's the reason that all of these other days happen. And we are magnificent creatures on ovulation. Let's just say that. And ovulation, I mean, I probably write more about ovulation in this book because there are so many layers to it, so much symbolism to it that is so phenomenal. You know, it is the most primal thing that we could possibly do as humans, this sperm and egg coming together, this creation. You know, I mean, that's the most primal, primordial thing that we can do. It's also the most spiritual thing that we can do. So we've got this perfect earth-spirit alignment that happens during ovulation, which is just and we can get into, you know, we could do a whole other show on, you know, what we could learn from all of this. But anyway, I just love this particular day. It's almost like the party that you've been building up for. And anyway, so that happens. And it's really only a 24-hour period. And then what happens for the rest of that spring of the week is that you treat it as if it's the same thing as if you had just thrown a big party. What happens the next morning? Everybody gets up and makes some coffee, and you start talking about how the party went, right? So the rest of this spring week, the rest of this third week, this third phase, is actually kind of reflecting on how the first part has gone. I ask couples to really have mind-to-mind talks at this point. How is our romance going? How is our money doing? Where are we living? You know, how are the kids doing? You know, this is a good time because what is actually happening primally and what's happening with the hormones is that we're still kind of sitting high on our throne because our bodies are waiting to find out if we're pregnant or not. And that can be up to 7 days. If there is a fertilized egg, it can take it takes days for it to travel in order to attach itself to the uterine wall before it actually knows whether it's pregnant or not. And not all of those fertilized eggs make it. I think only half or something like that. But it's a journey. So while that egg is, if it's fertilized, if there's no fertilized egg, then the body is still waiting to see if something happens, if something attaches to the uterine wall. If nothing attaches to the uterine wall, then that's a signal. But during that time, while you're hanging out, women feel good, and things sort of settle down. The sexual frenzy dies down, but there's still no reason why you still can't be having sex. Everything has settled down a little bit. And the other thing, too, though, it's a really fun phase to go out and be sort of the king and queen together if you're a couple. Go to the symphony. You know, go out on more dates, but everything's a little less frenzied. And I call it spring because it's really the fertile, wet week. It's just especially ovulation there.
Everything in nature has a positive and a negative ionic, you know, charge to it.
Yeah.
And when you learn physiologically that as a sperm is traveling, if there's an egg present, they know which direction to go. And if there's no egg present, they scatter and they don't know where to go. So there's so much more to this than we even understand and know.
Well, let me throw in one other thing. I mean, I kind of call this the eclipse. Let's say that a woman is supposed to be feeling her very best around ovulation. I mean, she is just, you know, high on her throne. Again, I'm in real goddess mode, let's say. But what can happen is that maybe this is her most depressed time, or maybe she finds herself to be extremely sad or really not feeling well. Well, if we look at the primal wisdom behind this, it could be because she's sad that she doesn't have a partner. She doesn't, you know, let's say she doesn't understand why she's feeling sad. Well, primarily we could look at that and I would ask her, well, do you have a partner? Well, no, I don't. Or I have one, but I'm not really happy. Or, you know, something to that effect. I'm supposed to be feeling really great. I mean, our bodies are really this engine that are running underneath us. And the more that we can tap into that, the more we can understand it, the more everything makes sense. And we're not feeling confused. And we're not feeling disempowered. We're feeling more empowered than ever.
I think we need to take just a moment on that because that's important. If a woman is feeling depressed around this time, maybe it's time she needs to look at what's going on in her life and look at the relationship that she's in or doesn't have and acknowledge that that could be the source of her feeling very down at this time when she should not necessarily feel that way.
That's right. That's right.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. How about the fourth week? Let's get into this before the end of the program.
Yeah, because this one's a biggie. This one's where women generally start because this one's the one that affects them the most. And what happens here is that the body figures out it's not pregnant, so it needs to all the... We lose our feel-good drugs. Estrogen has already started to leave us, and now progesterone has gotten the signal that it's time for it to go. It doesn't need to hang around for a pregnancy. So we lose, like I said, our feel-good drugs. Those hormones make us feel really good, but they have to drop because we have to shed that uterine lining in order to start the cycle over again. So what happens is that while we are shedding this lining, while our bodies are losing these hormones, we are kind of in survival mode here. We are rumbling and shaking. We need to let go of what no longer serves us or prepare to let go of what no longer serves us, but we're also hanging on to our values and principles. As our bodies are breaking down and preparing to bleed the following week, but during this week, you could relate this week, which we traditionally call PMS. I get rid of that concept altogether because it's premenstrual syndrome. This is no syndrome. This is a real, I call it a ceremonial time. I call it the fire walk because it's a real problem-solving time. It's the time where we're really looking at everything. Again, we're looking at our values and principles and hanging on to those, but yet we're getting rid of what no longer serves us. And when we understand how to address those, when we see what's happening, we know how to really master this week. And I actually ended up loving this week because I could see it for what it was. But we can relate it to a woman being in labor. So if we were talking about the different cycle for women, let's say they were going through pregnancy and now they're going to give birth, this would be the section that would relate to being in labor. The following week when we're normally on our period, that would relate to giving birth. But in this particular week, you know, our bodies are kind of shaking and moving and rumbling and preparing to let go of the contents. So it's like being in labor where the baby is kind of getting into shape. We don't call labor a syndrome. We understand what's happening with that, and we can understand why a woman is not happy and she doesn't want to be touched a lot. In this fourth week...
Suzanne, we're going to have to just, again, tell everybody... The place where you can get the book is 4S4W. And consider getting this book for the women in your lives. And men, maybe this helped you understand a little bit more that women are complex. There's a lot going on, and yet it can be very simple. Mm-hmm. Suzanne, I want to thank you so much for joining me, and I definitely am going to get this book. And I feel like you are a sister from another mother, honey.
Yes.
We have so much in common, and I just really think you've enlightened me, and I really appreciate this time you've taken on your Saturday to
join me. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. I look forward to talking with you again.
Yes, let's keep in touch, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.